Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physically distancing. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News.
Well, my reaction to the CDC's announcement is it's about time that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it.
And then more confusion in the CDC press release. It says, except where required by law, local businesses and workplace guidance can ignore science and continue to make you wear a mask no matter the circumstance. Italian police in Sicily have blocked 1.5 million users that were illegally streaming content from providers in the United States, including Netflix and Comcast Sky Unit. A police statement said more than 200 officers were involved in the operation, which led to 45 people being charged for allegedly conspiracy to illegally access IT infrastructure and commit fraud. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With the Colonial Pipeline being shut down by suspected Russian hackers last week, President Biden offering a no comment when asked about millions of dollars in ransom being paid to the technology terrorists, the president is now asking Americans not to hoard the gas. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening, and a happy Friday to you. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hazing incidents continue to happen at American colleges. One is being sued because of a hazing death. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The family of an Ohio college student who died during a fraternity hazing incident is suing that fraternity and several of its members. The family of Stone Fultz has filed a wrongful death suit against the national chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha and 10 members of the chapter at Bowling Green State University in the death of their son. Fultz died on March 20th of alcohol poisoning after a hazing ritual that saw pledges allegedly blindfolded and forced to drink an entire bottle of alcohol.
Since 2000, there have been more than 50 hazing-related deaths. The causes are varied. Heat stroke, drowning, alcohol poisoning, head injuries, asphyxia, cardiac arrest. But the tragedies almost involve a common denominator, kids and alcohol. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on MSNBC talks about the new CDC guidelines for fully vaccinated people ditching the mask.
Now, that said, I think your point is really well taken. For the last 15 months, we've been saying wear a mask. And so it's been ingrained in us. You can't leave the house without a mask. I went for a walk for the first time without a mask outside a week ago, and that felt strange, right? So I think we all are going to have to become comfortable with this again. But what we're saying is now it's time to make those efforts to start getting comfortable.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Yes, we have a future because there is a God who has great plans for us, plans to do us good and not to harm us, to give us a future and a hope. Welcome back. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to be talking to the authors of the new book, Joy in the War, Expand Your Ability to Embrace Hope in the Heat of Battle. Daniel and Amber Pierce join us. And first of all, let me welcome them. Daniel, Amber, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Well, Amber, first I want to start with you because, I mean, for both of you, obviously in the family, it's been an incredible year. And as I was reading roughly a year ago, you and Daniel, you leave Israel, your father has passes, and you come home for his funeral, and this all is at the start of COVID.
Yeah.
And you go from one, one shock to another, and you're basically stranded in the United States, and you've got to you're dealing with the passing of your father and his funeral, and again, I just want to say that I'm sorry for your loss, and having to deal with that. So, so for you and for Daniel, what an incredible year individually and as a couple to go through.
All I can say is God is good all the time. Anytime someone experiences a loss like that, those first 3 months are very, very hard. But God knew exactly where we needed to be to go through that. And the Lord has, in this past year, done so much in me. I feel like He's expanded my capacity for love of people. And also, I feel like He's just given me so much more grace. He's taught me and Daniel so much through this last year, and we're just so thankful.
Daniel, for you, what's the biggest takeaway for this past year for you?
Well, I feel like it's really exciting that the Lord brought us home for a period of time here to reconnect with our family and friends. We were overseas for 10 years. We moved to Israel in 2011 and lived in three cities there over that 10-year period of time. We were first in Tel Aviv and then moved to Beersheba, which is down near the Gaza Strip, and then on up mm-hmm. to Jerusalem and spent a few years there and developed a lot of friendships and relationships, and the Lord used us in a lot of ways, and we just got to be a part of something that was really incredible there. Over this last year, the whole world's turned upside down. You know, I mean, everybody's experienced that, and our lives haven't been much different. But there's a reason the Lord brought us home. This book that we're working on now, Joy in the War, that just came out, we finished it when we came home from Israel. So I feel like the timing of that also was in the Lord's hands. And you can see now what's going on currently in Israel as well.
I was going to say, the Lord, wow, what timing, huh?
Was. So.
Yeah, exactly. Amber, when you watch the news, the way Israel, your second home, is being attacked, what does this do for you?
Oh, my heart just breaks for the people because, you know, we've lived through it. I will say this is the worst it's ever been, though, for sure. But even though the people have been through war, you just never get used to that fright, the fear. And they are having, I mean, this is just like if rockets were attacking New York City. It's like, it's just unbelievable. And so, you know, it's just heartbreaking, and we're just praying, and we've got a lot of people. We're doing as much, as many videos as we can, and as much as we can to raise awareness, get people to really just be praying for grace. Is that, you know, even though the people have gone through this before, trauma remains without the Lord, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you talk about, Daniel, about losing hope. You know, with God, without God, how do you get through this? And this has been part of Israel's history. You know, rockets coming in. I mean, that's why they utilize the Golden Dome, even though there's some elected officials in this country who quite shockingly, you know, think it's somewhat unfair that they. I can't follow their logic, but they're so ideologically fixed, it's a little goofy. But look at, they're protecting themselves, and you know, and it's real simple. If you don't send missiles into Israel, they're not going to come after you, are they?
That's right. The Iron Dome itself, of course, is defensive. Its only purpose is to knock down incoming rockets and artillery fire that are fired into Israel, and it doesn't have any offensive purpose. So the Iron Dome itself is not involved in the attacks and things that are the IDF's carrying out inside of Gaza in the midst of this war. But yeah, the constant threat of rocket fire and missiles coming in from the Gaza Strip, and just violence in general, whether it be rioting or otherwise, is endemic in Israel. It's been there for several generations now. And the way that the people learn to cope with that is from a child. I mean, they're, you know, precautions that they take and stuff, that the government gives them a list of so many things you're supposed to do, stay near bomb shelters and protect the family, and different precautions that they take. Most people that we know in Israel, as well as ourselves, we at any given time would have about 3 months of supplies in the house. So we have big pantries and keep water and other things on hand for times like that. But the emotional toll that these things take on the people there when these types of things go on is very profound. You know, I mean, even though as a culture they have learned how to deal with it, it's something that we still have to always lift up in prayer.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's shocking. Amber, not only you're dealing with, I mean, this has been going on. I mean, the 10 years you were there, you experienced, you know, missiles coming into Israel. Nothing like it is. It seems like currently, it seems like it's really been elevated. But in addition to that, I know when I was in Israel a couple of years ago, I was there in the midst of the knife intifadas when, you know, randomly people would be attacked and stabbed and that. And it was just so heartbreaking. In fact, we were supposed to go to Bethlehem, and we weren't allowed to go to Bethlehem because there was a shooting of a mother and her, I think it was three children there. And so they deemed that it was unsafe for us not to go. So I missed out. And, of course, that was one of the highlights. I was hoping, I mean, every Christian wants to be able to go to Bethlehem, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So that just told me that God just has plans for me to go back again. So
for sure.
looking forward to that. But yeah, I mean, Israel as a nation has been under attack in every form. I mean, you've got the neighbors, and then here we go. Not that long ago, as I was sharing with someone else here recently, we were so close. We had a president that was, had teed up five other Arab nations, surrounding nations, to, effect a peace, contract, a peace agreement with Israel. And now here we have all hell breaking loose, sadly. And unfortunately, those five peace accords have gone by the wayside, or at least been tabled for right now. And the PLO is back in prime position to, try to get their way to negotiate some sort of form of Middle East peace, which involves the absolute destruction of Israel so that Israel would be no more, right?
Right, exactly. Something that I wrote down yesterday, because I was pondering.
Okay, we got 15 seconds, so I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Only because I don't want you to stop short. Let's just go to break, and I'll let you share that with the audience when we come back. More from Daniel and Amber Pierce, their new book, Joy in the War. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with the Pierces, Daniel and Amber. Their new book, Joy in the War, Expand Your Ability to Embrace Hope in the Heat of Battle. Amber, I want you to read what you were going to share with us that you said you wrote recently. Go ahead.
Well, this, you know, when we talk about joy in the war, you know, joy is it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So
exactly.
It comes from the Holy Spirit, but we also have to come into agreement with it and choose joy. But last night as I was pondering what's going on with Israel in war, this is what I wrote down. Because, you know, because they also had gotten a few rockets from terrorists in Lebanon.
Yes, exactly. There's four fronts right now. I mean, they are surrounded. This is shades and memories of previous conflicts with Israel. I mean, they're and also in, you know, I'm thinking, well, this is kind of shades of Psalm 83 when it talks about the surrounding Arab nations coming after Israel. In this case, it's not all the nations. It's just some, you know, some rather aggressive forces, whether it's Hamas or others, you know. But go ahead.
100%. So this is what I wrote down. I wrote, as I have just gotten word that Lebanon has now fired rockets into Israel, I wonder, who will back Israel? Will any nation? I know a few months ago America would have, but who will now? And then I remembered Psalm 121. Would you like for me to read that verse to the people?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
The Lord is the keeper of Israel. I will lift up my eyes to the hills of Jerusalem. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will guard you're going out and you're coming in, everything that you do from this time forth and forever. So this is a battle that God just fights for this nation and for the people, because as you said, they're surrounded and I don't see anybody backing them, but we back them in prayer as believers. That's our job.
Well, again, we're reminded, Daniel, we've got the Abrahamic promise that those who bless Israel will be blessed. America has blessed Israel. We've been blessed. Those that curse will be cursed. And right now, there are some antithetical political forces that are in play. But I still believe, and I see this in practice, that a majority of America still backs Israel. We're praying because, you know, Psalm 121 leads into Psalm 122. And the big verse that comes out of Psalm 122 reminds us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, right? So now we see bombs bursting in air and the attacks that are going on against Israel and Jerusalem, and it is a clear reminder that we must join with God, and we're going to co-labor with God in praying for the peace of Jerusalem, His chosen city.
Amen.
That's right. The verse that the Lord had on my heart this morning was in Hebrews 12:2, where it says, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross." Mm-hmm. And, you know, the word says that wars and rumors of wars will happen, that it's something that's, that will come in time. So, we know that, but, how wars affect us personally, in our walk with the Lord, whether it be spiritual warfare against us personally or physical wars, you know, that manifest in the earth, the Lord has a purpose for us to walk through those things and walk through those seasons. So, we really need to hear from the Lord what that purpose is. But in that, there are certain things that the Lord's asked us to do. And one of them is to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and to support Israel so that we might receive those blessings that are biblical.
Yeah. Meanwhile, what isn't, and that we're still waiting for, as you say, Daniel and Amber, is that it's where our hope lies. This is where faith is developed. You know, I immediately go to James, you know, 1:2, consider pure joy, you know, joy in the war. You want to consider, you know, all matter of circumstances and trials because of that testing of your faith that develops perseverance. I mean, God is using all this. I mean, these nations think that they're, and these antithetical forces think that they are in control, and I'm kind of hearing God laugh.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
No, I'm just saying.
I I like it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times when we see warfare take place in Jerusalem, it's a manifestation of something that's going on in the spirit just under the surface. And we know that that's the devil's resistance to something that the Lord wants to do there and a move of the spirit that the Lord wants to bring out of that city. So we can always pray that way as well.
Yeah, Amber, is judgment drawing nigh? I mean, to Daniel's point, I mean, because that's what happens when you see things freaking out in the, you know, manifest in the physical world. You just sense this chaos that's taking place in the spiritual where, you know, the evil one is realizing that his days are drawing nigh, quite possibly. And he's figuring, OK, might as well, you know, go for it. One last ditch effort.
Well, I mean, you know, and it's Pentecost.
Yes, on top of it. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Exactly. So the whole move of the Holy Spirit, the devil hates that. He knows God's got something and planned, and the Lord is pouring out his spirit. Mm. And so the devil does whatever he can do to distract and keep us from believing that God will do what he said he'll do.
You know, Daniel, you were talking earlier, and what Amber just shared about the Holy Spirit, and here we are, with Pentecost just right before us, and it was the release at that time. You know, Jesus said he must leave so that the Spirit would come and empower all believers. And every year at Pentecost, we're reminded of this new and fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. And especially now when we look, and it's not just the United States, not just here, but around the world. I mean, there's absolute chaos that's going on. And when you go back to, you know, the book of Genesis as it opens up, that's what was reigning, was chaos. But you read at the same time, God, faithful to his creation, sent the Holy Spirit to hover over the chaos that order would come. And that's what happens, doesn't it, time and again, is that chaos precedes order.
Yes, I very much believe that. The Lord has been speaking to me about that a lot. The last verse that you shared with us actually about joy being our strength and how with the to count it as joy when we go through struggles, and that brings our maturity. That's very much what we've experienced in Israel on a physical level, but all of us experience, you know, on a spiritual level as we face different forms of warfare in our life, but it builds our maturity. So in time, I think the Lord knows those points where he has to bring us to a new level of maturity, and that may take some form of warfare, but to take us higher into that place of his spirit. Mm-hmm. And with it being Pentecost right now, there are appointed times in the earth with the feasts and those times that the Lord appointed for us to remember certain things. And right now, we're supposed to be remembering the release of his spirit. So the warfare that we see in the atmosphere, and Amber and I have felt it very strong over the last few days. We were actually having a conversation about this morning, how it was amazing how heavy we felt even here in the United States with this going on in Israel and being attached to that. But it's the devil's pushback against a release of the Holy Spirit that the Lord desires.
Don't you love this, though? I mean, because, again, God is so consistent. This is why we trust in God.
Yeah.
You know, he tells, don't forget about man, forget about governments, forget about all this other stuff. You know, you trust in God. He's the consistent one, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so he will continue to contend with those that contend with us. Amber, what do you say to our audience who says, you know, how do I find joy in the Lord in these hard places?
I would say just joy is a fruit. It's the fruit. So it comes from the Holy Spirit, if it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. But we also have to come into agreement with it. You know, there's a difference between joy and happiness. And the scripture that always at the forefront of my mind, Daniel just gave it to you in Hebrews, that Jesus endured the pain of the cross for the joy that was set before him. And his joy was that he was destroying the works of the devil, that he was providing eternity for us. Our freedom. He wanted us to live life. He came so that we would live life abundantly and also so that we would enjoy our lives.
Exactly.
He wants us to enjoy our lives as well. And so I think we have to just, like, ask, seek, knock. You know, I've we have this book, but in the book it also talks about struggling with the
pressure. We're out of time. Daniel and Amber Pierce, thank you.
And Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physically distancing. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News.
Well, my reaction to the CDC's announcement is it's about time that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it.
And then more confusion in the CDC press release. It says, except where required by law, local businesses and workplace guidance can ignore science and continue to make you wear a mask no matter the circumstance. Italian police in Sicily have blocked 1.5 million users that were illegally streaming content from providers in the United States, including Netflix and Comcast Sky Unit. A police statement said more than 200 officers were involved in the operation, which led to 45 people being charged for allegedly conspiracy to illegally access IT infrastructure and commit fraud. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, we're going to be talking about her brand new book, which relates to stories, the real life stories and pain of what women have gone through, and dare I say, even some men. And I'm glad that men are being noticed in this Holocaust that's been taking place, because this is one thing, and you've heard me say this before, and I will continue to repeat it, because I am grateful that men are realizing that they've been victimized as well through this big lie that has taken place, and which happens to be the title of Victoria Robinson's new book, They Lied to Us. The passionate pro-life advocate, gifted public speaker, TV personality, radio and podcast host, recently released a new edition of her best-selling book, They Lied to Us. Her book has touched the hearts of men and women all over the world with her message of healing and redemption from the pains of their past. Victoria, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. I'm not hearing her. Did we lose her? Is she there? Okay, we're not connecting. For some reason, we're having some technical difficulty here with connecting with Victoria. And as the mothership figures out what's going on here. We'll continue, talking about her book. She updated and the book and released it in 2020. And she's finishing up her new book's manuscript of interviews with men who have abortion stories, which also focuses on post-abortion recovery. Again, this seems to be the narrative and the stories that we're hearing, from women as they open up and relate their stories. This pushback on abortion that's happening organically from coast to coast and, dare I say, around the world is based on experience. Women are realizing, yes, we've got new technology and we're seeing, babies in the womb. And early on in the cycle here, we got heartbeats, happening and the formation of a child. But yet the abortionist, told the women initially and, even prior to the 70s when it actually been, codified in a sense by the Supreme Court, one of those laws that isn't a law. I mean, this was something that the Supreme Court endorsed. Law is supposed to have been created out of the legislative branch of our government. But this got, this is one of those end arounds that activists were able to affect, and here we are some 60 million babies later, and the tragedy of abortion, and this is the reality that we're dealing with. The reality is women specifically and an increasing number of men are realizing that we've participated in this modern day genocide, and we're offering up our children to the altar, on the altar of convenience, to the God of this world. And okay, there we are. We're
yes,
connected.
Yes, I don't know what happened. I kept hearing you talk, and I kept talking. You couldn't hear me, but here I am.
No. Yeah, here we are. We're connected. Well, thank God. Well, we needed to get connected here.
My gosh, Bill, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I just so appreciate your heart, and this is, again, what's happening, and what you're documenting here is this organic movement. By experience, women are realizing that, they lie to us, and that's what I hear. And, because the thing is, and I always relate this to people, because some people do not quite understand it. If they, and thank God, if they haven't been involved with abortion, thank God, I don't know how they've been able to avoid it, because it's so profuse that somewhere in just about everybody's family, abortion has been part of their family, sadly. And they're dealing.
Unfortunately, yeah, you're correct. Yeah. And the thing is, Bill, that's the families who are finally talking about it.
Exactly.
There's a majority of people who don't realize it's in their family, but the person who was involved is not going to reveal that because of the shame and the guilt.
Right.
And the regret. So there are more and more people that have been affected than mm-hmm. people can imagine. And being in the work that I'm in, I hear it and see it every single day.
It's a silent cry until then. It's a silent grief that happens. Like you say, women don't want to talk about it. But I don't know. God's put me in these positions, Victoria, where I'm talking with women and they'll say, Bill, my son would have been 7 today, or my son would have been 13. And you see the look on their face when they tell you that. It's not a face of joy. It is a face of grief and at the same time also, hope that God will forgive them.
Absolutely.
And,
I've been doing this a long time. And I've met many, many thousands of women in that situation and men as well. And the reason that I started becoming so passionate about the men's voices being heard, Bill, was because I was hearing from men when I travel and speak, thanking me for not forgetting about them.
Exactly.
But before I started speaking out about men, it took me having my own experience with the father of my aborted child. And I know we haven't talked much about my story, but I am post-abortive, which is why I'm so passionate about what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I was lied to. I was told there was nothing there. I was 6 weeks pregnant. You can have more children later. Leave here and never think of it again, which was the biggest lies, one of the biggest that they told me at the abortion clinic in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And when my boyfriend and I broke up after the abortion, which 9 out of 10 times, that's what happens. These couples or these girls think, I've got to save him. He wants me to have an abortion. The relationship is basically doomed from the time you walk into that abortion clinic. Because you never look at each other the same. I never looked at him the same. I thought he should have protected me. I don't think he looked at me the same because I actually went through with it. But it was over a decade, Bill, that I called him when my book came out. They lied to us, and I thought, even though I didn't give anything away that someone would know who I was talking about, I just felt led to call him. I'd been through healing, and I don't recommend anyone does that unless they have been through healing.
Mm-hmm.
And when he answered the phone all these years, Bill, that I hated him and thought, he's not even affected. He's gone on with his life. I'm the one dealing with all this from the decision he talked me into.
Right.
But as soon as he heard my voice on the phone, after 10 years, he began to weep.
Wow.
And he cried so hard, I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Mm.
And finally, when he got himself together, he said, I've been waiting for this call for over a decade to beg you for forgiveness for what I made you do. It's haunted me all these years, and I've been in therapy 8 years dealing with it. I should have protected you. I should have protected our child, and I failed you both.
Damn.
And in that moment, I realized, wow, God, I thought I'd forgiven this guy completely, but I haven't.
Mm.
That's still what I've been carrying, and it was in that moment I forgave him, and I said, I forgive you. But the second thing that I felt God spoke to my heart about was not to forget these men. These unborn children that are aborted had fathers, and these fathers are dealing with pain as well. So that's what started me on this journey of making sure wherever I go, wherever I speak, church, event, wherever, that men's voices needed to be heard, and I needed to make sure to talk to them. So when they came to my book table after an event, they would thank me, Bill, and say, finally, someone's talking about us.
Mm-hmm. No, it really is a welcome voice and understanding and compassion, because the way it's presented is that, you know, men were just, you know, it's just about the orgasm. It's nothing. There's no connection whatsoever, which is another big lie, and which I believe has just created more problems between the sexes in understanding. And, you know, women have this very coarse attitude and perspective, and they don't realize. And I've been saying for a long time, Victoria, that I think we're on the verge of a male version of the cry of Rachel. If you recall from the Bible, when Herod went and executed all the baby boys in trying to, you know, eliminate any conflict with a future king. And, you know, here it is. You have Rachel crying, you know, because their children are no more. And I've seen that version. God has opened my eyes to see the male version of that, that the men across the country are waiting, and they're in silent grief, much like many women in silent grief over this big lie that's been perpetrated that we all bought into. And you know, what you're doing is helping to release that, because in order to be all that God wants us to be, we've got to deal with this incredible sin and realize that we, you know, we serve a redeeming God. We've got more from Victoria Robinson.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'll tell you, you hear these stories, these post-abortive stories, and it breaks your heart. And the thing, again, no big surprise to God about this, all right? And we have to understand that the blood of Jesus and the cross of Christ is more than enough. I mean, please know that in the midst of all this. And for some that may be dealing with this particular situation, right now, Victoria's on with us right now by no accident. I believe that Victoria, God said, "Hey, today's the day. We're gonna talk about this." And for our audience, and for women who are hearing this message, they'll hear it today and over the weekend, because we're on a special network over the weekend that replays this show on 100 plus stations across the country. And this may be their opportunity. And something that they need to hear, and as you were sharing with us, is that, this is the thing about sin. We carry this with us, and it's like this anchor. And what it does, it sets us up. It becomes kind of like that besetting sin. It's like we're programmed to respond to sin when God has designed us to respond to love and grace. And this is the opportunity to address this issue, maybe today, maybe this moment is your appointed time. And Victoria, I know for you that when you had that moment, when you had to deal with this, and you probably looked back and go, gosh, all that wasted time and years, and probably even your boyfriend, when you talked to him, what he must have thought. And here he, for 8 years, he's been in therapy and dealing with this?
Absolutely. I tell you, the enemy keeps us in this isolation of, I'm the only one who feels this way. I'm the worst person. God will forgive everyone else for their choice of abortion but me. I started getting involved with women's ministry. I was invited to be part of these different groups at our church that I was going to, and I would try and talk the women's leadership out of having me be part of it, and they would be scratching their heads wondering, what do you mean you don't think you should be part of this? And I would tell them, yeah, I'm pretty sure you've missed God, because I thought, I was convinced. I didn't think it. I was convinced God's not going to use you. You killed your baby. I mean, you really think you should be up there singing on the worship team? You really think you should be part of women's ministry? You really think you can make a difference in the life of someone else? He convinces us of this, and it's lie after lie after lie. And many times, Bill, women would come to me in church because I did end up getting more involved, because then it shifted and I started thinking, oh, okay, God, I get it. If I say yes to all these things I'm being asked to do, then you'll forgive me. Then you'll love me again. And then you exhaust yourself. So when I'd be part of these different events, women would always seem to single me out. Because nobody knew, Bill. I hadn't told anybody, and I was very close to these women, but I kept them at a distance, because that is what women and men who've had abortions do. If friendships get too close, they might feel they need to reveal their biggest secret, and they're not telling anybody. But these women would come to me and ask for prayer. They'd whisper in my ear and say, I had an abortion 30 years ago. I had an abortion 5 years ago. Can you pray with me, Victoria? God would always lead them to me.
Right.
And I would, and I'd watch God change them from the moment we prayed, and see them cry tears of joy, feeling freedom. But yet I'd go home going, putting my fist up to God and yelling at him, saying, what about me? You just hate me, don't you? You want me to help everybody else, but what about me? And that went on for 3 years, this come to Jesus meeting of my little temper tantrum. And then finally, one day, there was a particular woman who came and shared her story with me, a very prominent woman in the church. And for whatever reason, that one sent me over the edge. And I was happy for her. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I was angrier with God. And then, as I said, it just continued to reiterate in my mind and in my heart, God hated me, but not anybody else, just me. And when I was praying and praying and yelling at God for quite a while, there was a woman in my church who was the director of a pregnancy resource center who'd been trying to get me to come volunteer. Once again, I'm thinking, there you go again, God. If I go there, I get to be reminded every day of what I did. You think I can think about it enough? But then when I was having this time with the Lord, I felt him say to my heart, I've been trying to heal you, and you won't let me. And then I saw this woman's face. And I called her the next day and said, I'm ready to come and volunteer. Still not telling her my secret, but that was what started my journey on feeling like I was safe to tell someone.
Right.
And then God said, now watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it into good. And that's what he's done.
Well, in the process, you know, the word says that we should confess one to another, that we may pray for one another, that we would be healed, right? I mean, that's God's prescription. But sometimes what happens is that we confess to the wrong person sometimes, that is not mature and responsible enough to know what to do with this information. For you, you were a special assigned person to be an agent to help these other women, to be that bridge. And even though you could see it happening to others, again, you know, ironically, and this is something that is consistent, is that we just don't think we're worthy enough. And here we can do all this, and maybe we might even fool ourselves into thinking, well, if I just do enough. But you know, that's not the solution, because that's not the way God works. It's about faith, right? I mean, you know so much better now, but you had to go through that journey to be where you are now, to where what you say has so much power, so much more power, because of, you know, again, as the word says, that those who experience God, and that experience is an experiential, very deep, personal, you know, as some commentators have likened it to, it's like an intimate relationship between a husband and wife. That's how deep that you experience God. It says that you will do mighty exploits. And I've always talked to God about that. I said, I'm not about the mighty exploits. I don't think about the mighty exploits. I just want to be that close to you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always say that if I had to go through that journey, well, which I did, to get to where I am today and also to be able to impart in other women and men, you don't need the learning curve. Like, I took it for you. I did that, all that, you know, not, and I'm in no way putting myself on some kind of martyr platform.
Oh, no.
But
no. I understand. You don't want anybody else to go through it.
No.
I mean, you know, it's like, it's so unnecessary.
I've been for 10 years. And
exactly.
Some of these people that I still meet, Bill, it's been 30, 40 years for them. I met a woman recently at an event I was speaking at, and she came up to me after I spoke at this fundraiser, and she was in tears. And this happens all the time. So I was prepared. I knew what she was probably going to say to me. We go to the side, and she goes, I didn't even know what this was about. My friend's husband couldn't come. I came last minute. You shared about having an abortion. You shared about this after-abortion recovery that you went through and that now you teach. You shared about grieving the loss of your aborted child.
Yeah.
And she said, through tears, I didn't know I was allowed to grieve my abortion.
Oh, my God.
And she said, every time I've tried to cry, I've buried it and pushed it down because I've convinced myself you have no right to cry. You chose.
Mm.
And I held her hands and I said, I'm so sorry for your loss. She said, it was losses. I had twin daughters that I aborted, and I've never had other children. And I didn't even know there was help for someone like me. How do I get in this after abortion help? Tell me what to do. I can't live with this anymore. So there are people, and that was just right before COVID hit, Bill, a little over a year ago. And that was, to this day, I know there are people right now listening on this program, sitting there thinking, well, it was 45 years ago. It was this long ago. You mean I can cry? I can feel? Yes, you can. Don't let the enemy hold you in that bondage any longer, not for one more minute. And that's why I say, okay, yeah, I went through that. Man, Lord, it would have been nice had it not taken so long. But I am where I am today because of it. So use that, Father, for me to help someone else.
Amen. Working all things together for good. Once again, he proves that to be the case. I had someone share with me recently, you know, here we just had Mother's Day, right? And you can imagine what feelings come up for post-abortive women. And the young girl was saying, am I a mother? You know, what kind of mother am I? I killed my child. And it's Mother's Day. And every year when Mother's Day comes along, it just carves me. It carves me so deep. And, oh, my gosh, I mean, you know.
This is a pain that no one can describe to someone who hasn't had an abortion.
Yeah.
And it's a pain I don't wish on anyone. And, yes, God forgives all sin. But the post-abortive man and woman convince themselves, and I know it because I have lived it, that's the one sin God cannot forgive. He can forgive me for lying. He can forgive you for cheating. He can forgive you for X, Y, Z. Oh, but not abortion. He cannot forgive for abortion. And I want your listeners to hear me when I say that if you believe in the same God that I do, who says, bring, cast all your cares upon me, just confess, and I will forgive. He forgives all sin, including abortion. And your life can be fulfilling. When people say to me, Bill, well, you know, I was crying at this another event. Sometimes I get emotional when I share my story publicly. And this woman came to me, God love her. And she said, oh, Victoria, I just want to hug you. I'm concerned for you. You just got so emotional sharing today. Are you sure you've been healed? Are you sure you've accepted God's forgiveness? And I looked at her and I said, well, do you have children? Yes, I do. I have three. If you lost one of them, would you grieve your child the rest of your life? She said, oh, my gosh, I'd be devastated. I said, well, even though I chose abortion, I will still grieve the rest of my life.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Learn to live with it, and you allow God to heal you and work through you and bring you peace and joy. but it's still there.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. Victoria Robinson, what a joy. Thank you so much for being with
us. Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of